I'm going to invite Les up this morning. There's a short little insert in your bulletin about him. He's a storyteller, musician, longtime Mennonite Central Committee worker, and bike mechanic. His experiences have taken he and his wife, Gwen, around the country with MCC to start the Door program in Denver and the Plow program in Portland, work in Atlanta and Jamaica, and now represent MCC to churches in Indiana, Michigan, and Northwest Ohio. Les frequently visits congregations in his role as constituent relations and the North American Mennonite Relief Sale Coordinator, and we're so glad to have you here this morning. Thank you.
Is that coming through any more clearly? Maybe. So it's my pleasure to be with you this morning. It's nice to be able to get into different congregations within our larger church network here and just see what all is going on. I see that as being a gift in my role, is to be able to visit and to meet new people and to experience new ways of worship or different ways of worship between the different congregations. And I come from Faith Mennonite, which is up in Goshen. We meet on Sunday evenings, so the nice thing about coming on Sunday mornings is that I can come to a congregation on Sunday morning and worship with the congregation, then go back and worship with my own congregation on Sunday evenings. So that's a pleasure. I represent Mennonite Central Committee, which is one of the arms of the larger Anabaptist community, the larger Mennonite church. We do relief, development, and peacemaking work all around the world. So some of that happens other countries, and some of that happens around in this country too, which I'll be making references to a little bit later. MCC got started about almost 100 years ago. And it got started by Russian Mennonites who sent messengers to northern Indiana saying, our people are starving. There's been a war going on. There's been a drought going on. And our people are starving to death. They're eating their shoes. They're eating whatever they can find just to survive. Is there any way that you can help us out? And Mennonites from across the whole spectrum got together and said, we can work better together than we can work individually. And so they started a central committee. They sent tractors. They sent seed. They helped people get out of the situations if they were unsafe. And a number of people immigrated to Canada, to North America, to U.S., down to Central America, South America. And MCC got its start basically by being a diverse group of people who had chosen not to worship together for various reasons, but now we're working together. So that history stays with us today. We continue to relate to six different denomination groups within the Anabaptist community. And out of those denomination groups, there's a wide diversity of thought. But MCC is one of the ways in which we work together to try to provide this kind of assistance. A couple of those things that happen, I don't know, are there still some kids around here or not? If the kids are around, I just wanted to do a couple things just kind of to give them something to think about in terms of the ways that MCC does work. One of the things we do is work on water issues. And some of you will remember I visited the congregation about 3 years ago, and I focused the whole presentation on music and stories. I don't want to spend quite that much time on the music, but I did want to just pull out a couple instruments and give the kids a little bit of music. So I don't know, are the kids around? You guys want to come up here in the front or something so you can see this? See this a little bit better? So
Why don't you guys come over here? Sit out right in there.
Because you can't see when you're behind me. So this little instrument here is called a jaw harp. Sit up here on the chairs, because then you can see this. So MCC does a lot of work around the world, helping kids get the water they need. So many times it's the kids that don't have the opportunity to go to school, or they can't stay healthy because the family doesn't have water. And the kids are the ones that have to walk 3 or 4 miles. They might have a donkey, or they might have a bicycle or something to carry the water. But MCC tries to help families and kids get the water they need in places around the world that they don't have it. So here's a little song on the jaw harp that's a water song. I'm not sure what's going on here. But so if this mic here is live,
this would be a good one, and that'll do me pretty good. So I promise not to wiggle around too much. So here's a song on water. It goes like this. Now you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Now you get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. Now you get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Sugar baby mine. We got to keep that water clean, honey. Yeah, we got to keep that water clean, babe. We got to keep that water clean to drink or make the garden green, honey. Sugar baby mine. Thank you. So that's the jaw harp, but it talks about water, talks about making water accessible. We know even in this country sometimes water, clean water, isn't very accessible, but MCC is working to help build wells, drill wells, build dams, places that help people get the water they need. There's one other thing that I brought while you're close. I brought my canjo because this is a project that just happened about a month ago up in Goshen. See this can here, what it says? Can you read that? What's it say? Food for Relief. And underneath it, it says, In the Name of Christ. And this is food, basically last month in January, about 2 weeks out of the year, there's this big semi-truck that pulls up in front of this place that we call the depot. And it's got something that's really unusual because it's the only one like it in North America. And it's a semi-truck that has on the back of it a portable canning operation. So they can take meat, they can stick it in cans, they put lids on it, they have these pressure cookers in the back of that can, or the back of that semi, and they cook this meat. And there was, I think it was like 70,000 pounds of meat that got put in these cans. And then these cans got shipped, are ready to ship to hungry people around the world. So sometimes these cans go to places in North Korea where there's orphanages or hospitals. Sometimes they go to Syrian refugees that had to flee their homes. Sometimes they go to Central America when there's disasters in Central America. Sometimes they go to food banks around the U.S. too. But this is what the can looks like. It says Food for Relief, and this kind, it says chunk turkey thigh meat. So I took one of these cans and I turned it into a canjo. I need to tune a can. That's how you get it. So here's a song that talks about can meat and how it's appreciated. It goes like this. Thank you. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. And she'll be bringing cans of turkey when she comes. She'll be bringing cans of turkey when she comes. She'll be bringing cans of turkey. She'll be bringing cans of turkey. She'll be bringing cans of turkey when she comes. And we'll all have rice and turkey when she comes. And we'll all have rice and turkey when she comes. And we'll all have rice and turkey. We'll all have rice and turkey. Yes, we'll all have rice and turkey when she comes. So after the service, if you guys want to see these canjos, you can come up after the service, okay? So, but that's part of the work of MCC, trying to provide food, trying to provide water, trying to provide education for people around the country. So I mentioned that MCC does this relief, development, and peace-building work around the world. I wanted to give you a couple examples of places that MCC is working. So one place is a place in Kenya. Let's see if we can get this to work. Oh, let's start with the mission statement of MCC first, though. Mennonite Central Committee, Worldwide Ministry of Anabaptist Churches, shares God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ by responding to basic human needs and working for peace and justice. MCC envisions communities worldwide in right relationship with God, one another, and creation. So one of the places we work is a place called Kenya. And most of you know that Kenya is a country in Africa. Some of the kids might not know that, but if the rest of the adults know that. So we're working with a community development organization in Kenya that does something called conservation agriculture. Kenya is a country where it's very arid, meaning there's not very much water around there. And one of the challenges is for people to grow the food that they need when there's not very much water. MCC has been promoting through our partners a technique of farming called conservation agriculture. And that includes a couple basic things like not disturbing the soil very much, providing cover, ground cover, so that the water that's in the soil doesn't evaporate, and also using crop rotation, and using fertilizers that are natural fertilizers instead of fertilizers that you have to pay for. If people can learn to use their own fertilizers and to produce their own fertilizer, that gives them a leg up in terms of not going into debt to grow their crops. We're working with an organization called the Atoni Development Organization in Kenya. And we're working with this pastor here, which is Pastor John Mabithi. And he says that the biggest problem for his community is having access to food. He says if you don't have enough food, you can't take your kids to school because all the money you have is used to buy food. And having food security helps open up the doors for everything else. He says, even as a pastor, a hungry person will not listen to the word of God because when you're hungry, it saps your spirit, it saps your interest, it saps your will, and you cannot tell people that God is good when your people are so hungry that they can't receive that message. So Pastor Mabithi basically is showing and describing for his congregation ways to use conservation agriculture to grow better crops. Let me see, what do we got here next one? So through conservation agriculture, Pastor Mabithi is demonstrating to his congregation ways to use this of increase the soil fertility, to decrease erosion, and to improve the crop production, and really to help the children and the families have enough food. Through these methods, he is showing people and sharing the love of God by helping people get the food that they need, and then which opens their minds and opens the hearts to the Word of God in their community. He now says he has enough, and he can demonstrate that he has enough for his kids to eat. His kids are healthy, and when you have extra food, you can market that food and pay for school fees and clothes for your kids and even improve your own situation. Another example comes from Uganda, which you can see here, a group of folks standing around with lots of produce. This is a celebration of a successful harvest that happened. One of our workers, Ron Byler, visited there during the ceremony where they're having a successful harvest. And the people were celebrating and saying, even though we have the successful harvest, this has been the result of a lot of hard work on our part. And it turns out that the community earlier had been working with the Church of Uganda, and a sand dam had been introduced to the community. Now, a sand dam is basically something that allows people to have access to water all year round. You take a dry riverbed during the dry season. You dig a trench across the riverbed. The whole community gets together. They dig this trench. They go down to bedrock or down to soil that's impervious, so like a clay. And they collect rocks, they build forms, they mix concrete, they build this dam across the riverbed. Then when the wet season comes, the water washes up against that dam, it brings sand with it, the sand settles behind the dam, and the water soaks into that sand, and then that water is available all year round. The water is not above the surface, so it's not breeding insects. It's not evaporating, and it's also not getting polluted by the animals that are walking around. So all you have to do is dig down into that sand, and there's water. This is a miracle. It's a way for people to have access to water all year round. They can feed their animals. They can use water for their own purposes. And then the better part, then, is that you can grow crops along these riverbanks that are close to these water sources, and people can